entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap!
Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk, that's HearUsTalk.com, a fine network of podcasts.
What's a network of podcasts? I'm new to this.
Well, I'm glad you asked. Weird voice that I do. A network of podcasts is a collection of great, entertaining talk shows that you can listen to, such as Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater, and Best in Show Radio. And also this one that I'm doing right now, God damn it, the DJ New Style Show. Go to HearUsTalk.com, subscribe to all our shows, and enjoy. My name is Ken, and with me, as always, your friend, my friend.
But he's not my friend. I don't even know him. I never met him.
Well, you know what? He's your buddy now, a guy named Steve. Steve, how you doing tonight, buddy? What's going on?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm awesome. Happy.
What does it feel like to have new friends that don't know you and haven't met you?
I'm glad to have those new friends I don't know that I've never met.
Are you going to hang out with them?
No.
You gonna arrange any plans?
We can hang out virtually.
Let's say
every
there's
Tuesday
a listener.
Night at 10 o'clock. Easter.
Let's say there's a listener that is intrigued by the show, enjoys it, tunes in, and is like, "You say you're a friend of mine, Steve, a guy named Steve, but he's not my friend. But I'm interested. Would you meet up with a random listener and hang out?"
Yeah, I have before.
Who?
Germ Freak's birthday party in Hoboken. Couple.
That's
years.
Not the same. I'm talking about one-on-one.
One-on-one.
No. You go to a fucking Chipotle parking lot.
No. Hell no.
You pull up. You fucking don't know what to expect. Some creep rolls out. And you fucking have a meal together. You wouldn't do that?
No.
What if there was like a more romantic setting? I don't know. What do you think? What's a romantic restaurant for you, Steve? Like a nice setting you take a broad to.
Denny's.
The diner. I know diner, a good man. Diner. You like diners?
I know the best diner.
Yeah, you're going to charm the fucking skivvies off her with egg salad on toast. Way to go.
Bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yo, you like Taylor ham, egg, and cheese? I know the best place.
Just let your whole fucking face go loose when you start talking about diner food.
I know the best place. Taylor egg and cheese.
Just awful. Absolutely hideous. Don't take our random listener to a fucking diner, Steve. Come on. Have some class. Where are you going to take? Where are you going to go on this fantasy dinner date?
How about, what's that place in the city with the, you know, the things? They got all that goofy shit on the walls?
Well, like the cartoon drawings?
No.
Of the celebrities, the caricatures?
No, I don't know.
You going to go there, show the listener a nice night on the town? You going to wear something nice?
Yeah, some nice shorts and a t-shirt.
Nice, going all
sandals,
out.
Sandals. Maybe a Yankee hat.
Toes groomed or not. You got to send the right message.
What message is that?
It depends on what you want to put out.
Well, that's what I'm putting out.
If you want to look cheap and easy for this, I don't even know where I'm going with this, Steve.
Neither do I. I'm really confused.
I really want you to hang out with a random person you don't know and tell me all about it.
I want you to.
I've done it. Don't.
Well, you've by the way, all the bases for me. Thank you.
Years ago, when before he was ever a co-host, I met Germ Freak at a goddamn Chipotle parking lot. I didn't know who he was. I've seen him on Pal Talk, but maybe crazy. He's been on the show a couple times. But he was just a weird, creepy guy who was afraid of germs, and I met him there, and I just took my camera out of my pocket and started recording. Figured that if I ever ended up in a fucking trench, maybe someone would find the camera, see the footage, just leave it on, tie it to my wrist. He probably wouldn't touch it because it would be too dirty. But it ended up working out pretty well. What if we ever had a random listener that really enjoyed the bullshit you're into? the same.
Like, I don't have to worry because that's not going to happen.
You think you're one of a kind?
I am one of a kind. I know I am. As is everybody else.
One of the worst kind. Anybody who says I'm one of a kind, nobody like me. It's usually the worst person there is. Yeah. You really think you're unique, Steve?
I think everyone's unique. I have a unique genetic code that makes me me.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
What?
I bet you there's 1,000 yous. There's a fucking million me's. We're all it's all fucking instances of a class.
There's a million yous in the fucking world.
I'm an average dude. That's it. I don't think I'm special. At all.
Did think I met the Indian version of you a long time ago at a local Dunkin' Donuts. Dude looked just like you, but just a little darker. Same shitty beard.
I get that a
lot.
Same
haircut.
It's the shitty beard, pretty much. And the fact that I don't know what to do with my hair, so typically it's just, it looks very wiry and coarse, and it ends up looking like some foreigner's hair. I'll get pictures sent to me of the terrorist du jour. If he has some kind of a shitty beard, and a large nose, they're like, dude, where were you on fucking June 20th? Oh, well, I guess you think I was the guy that put the fucking thermos in the fucking Times Square.
Really?
Like, there was the guy, whatever, that put the, what was it, a
the
cooler?
Bomber?
Yeah, the Times Square
Boston
bomber
Marathon?
Guy. People told me.
Oh, Times Square.
No, not that guy. He didn't have a shitty beard. If he did, I bet you that I would be getting pictures from somebody. I think Amanda's mom even said, oh, that kind of looks like Ken. Like, pointed to the magazine. Yeah, I got
random callers that think you're your long lost brother because you look exactly alike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Never forget. Never forget that awesome moment.
Oh, no.
Yes.
It's kind of hard.
But no, anybody with a beard, anybody who's of either Italian or fucking Puerto Rican or Indian or Arabic, like, basically no wasps.
Yeah.
If a mildly tan to brown person has a beard that's shitty and a poor outlook on life, I'll get a picture.
No,
dude,
no,
this
not,
guy looks
not,
just like
dark
you.
Dark of a person, though.
What's
you're not
a,
very dark.
I'm
I mean,
not,
do you,
I'm
do you
not,
burn or do you tan?
I'm not, but I think I have the features of somebody who is a tan person.
Okay.
I do get tan, though. I do, or at least I used to.
Do you burn easily?
I do now. I burn a lot now.
Oh, because of your time spent indoors?
Yeah, I've killed off any melanin. I'm unable to do that. But when I was a kid, I could get pretty fucking tan.
I turned black one time when I went to Puerto Rico as a little kid. And I swear to God, people at school were making fun of me. They're like, what did you do? Because I got dark, man, like real dark.
It's funny, you say you turned black, but I actually knew somebody who fucking legitimately turned black.
Yeah.
From tanning. Like, I didn't recognize them. This girl at when I went to Rutgers, there was I think a girlfriend of a friend, someone you might even know, actually. I won't get into names or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But his girlfriend went on spring break. She was like a bartender at the bar that we lived above. So we knew her. She knew us. We were there
yeah.
a lot. Comes back from her spring break. I didn't recognize her. She says hello to me. I'm like, hey. And it was like really weird because
yeah.
I guess she doesn't realize that she looks like a completely different race. And it was, and then eventually, like, I didn't even like, she said, had to say her name. It wasn't like I just recovered. I'm like, oh, wait. No, she had to tell me her fucking name. She looked like a totally different fucking person. I'd never encountered that. Ever, except for when I watched Soul Man with C. Thomas Howell, it completely fooled me. Who is this other actor? What happened to Pony Boy?
Robert Downey Jr.
I don't get this movie.
In, Tropic Thunder. I think that was a pretty good transformation.
Yeah, the one in Soul Man was just pathetic. They basically put a nice fucking gunmetal gray paint on his skin.
Yeah, it was just blackface, really.
It was pretty bad. It was pretty fucking bad. He looked like a pewter statue of a human.
Like one
terrible.
Of those people that cover themselves in gold and they cover themselves
in
brown.
Almost like they use the same makeup as the Tin Man. It was like almost...
Right, it was brown.
He was like silver. He was
really?
Like
it is silver?
He looked metallic.
That's odd.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking bizarre. I don't know. There's a lot of bizarre things, a lot of bizarre people. And I guess, you know what, you brought it up, tanning. that's going to be a thing. I guess I'm going to be noticing a lot more at my gym. I'd been members of gyms previously. I've had a significant gap, and I'm trying to get back into it. But you know, the last couple gyms I was a member of, never like the Jersey Shore type person. You know, this the new caricature of what a New Jerseyan is. The bro, the douche, the orange skinned fucking bro. Look at my fucking biceps. You think I couldn't fucking do cardio if I wanted to? Look at my fucking biceps. Dude, Steve, you think I couldn't host this fucking podcast? Look at my fucking biceps.
Yeah, man, it's cool. It's cool. You got it.
What are you talking like that for? Fucking house you, bro. Look at my fucking biceps.
House you. I haven't heard anybody say that in probably 10 years, man.
I heard somebody say it. I heard it.
15 years.
It's not dead. I'll fucking house you. I heard somebody say I'll house you. Recently.
Wow. I was hanging out at the places you hang out.
It was at the gym, actually. It was this one dude. There you go. There's this douche at the gym, and I hadn't encountered this. See, I don't go to a Planet Fitness, and I never really had any value in their marketing campaigns, where it's like they market to women, so they show like the we're really fucking sexy, and we talk about our tits and shit, and it makes you uncomfortable. Or like the dudes, like there's these fucking jacked guys that grunt and throw the fucking weights. I've never seen that. Like they have the lunk alarm. They have policies about you can't wear fucking like jeans and shit. You can't fucking scream with the weights. You can't fucking be a maniac. You just go and work out and shut the fuck up.
Never. Hey, who the hell would wear jeans to the gym?
A prisoner, I think. Somebody who's fresh out of the joint, I think, or a Mexican. Somebody who's in between waiting at Home Depot and working out. And working in the yard. I don't know. I did see someone work out in jeans, but they also had like a tucked in collared shirt. It wasn't what? Like, yeah, it's weird.
Oh my God.
It's like they were trying out the gym. They're like, you know, I'll give this thing a shot, but I'm not going to buy clothes. Let me see how this pans out for the first 2 hours.
You're not going to like it if you're wearing
jeans. I'm not going to invest in fucking, you know, basketball shorts. And potentially waste $15.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's this guy who basically lives up to every stereotype that Planet Fitness is against.
Nice.
And I'd never encountered somebody like this. I've been to gyms where there's like juice heads, people fucking probably dealing steroids right in front of me, like having real quiet discussions while occasionally flexing an arm. And then, like, reaching into their fucking fanny pack. I've been around those types of people, but never this type of person. And I'm talking about the guy who will do, like, three sets of an exercise. And normally you do, like, a warm-up. You kind of build up something. And then the last set is, like, the most difficult. You get that burn, and then you're done. This guy does, like, three sets of every exercise. And the reason I know this is because... separated by like a minute of silence, I hear three fucking reps every fucking set, and then lifts the weights up, fucking slams them down aggressively. Ugh. Then looks for a dude and goes, "That's what I'm saying."
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, man. That's it.
Now, why would someone do that, Steve?
They want attention.
You think he's looking for some kind of attention?
Yeah.
He wants some adulation, let's say.
Yeah, attention whores. Just attention whores everywhere, man.
Okay, now, so I agree with you. He wants attention, so he's exerting himself. He's trying to make himself seem like he has some kind of prowess, some kind of strength. Like, you don't want to fuck with this dude, I guess. I don't know. I'm looking around, not a chick in sight. I could almost rationalize it like, okay, the fucking Zumba class is about to let out. This dude's putting on he's going for max fucking failure on every muscle every time he lifts, just so he can look like like he's in the climax of an action movie when some bitch in fucking yoga pants strolls out of her fucking hardwood floor studio after doing silly dance moves and calling it exercise. No chicks anywhere. A little odd. I mean, hey, maybe he's a gay dude. I don't know. Maybe that's what he's into. Maybe he's trying to attract another dude. Or maybe he's just a fucking asshole.
Just a meathead. That's like what a meathead is.
Is that what it is? I mean, I've heard that.
Typical meathead is that guy.
Meathead is a guy who thinks he's the biggest thing ever.
Yeah.
Won't be satisfied until he actually is. So maybe he's just doing this weightlifting thing because every time he looks in the mirror, he sees a small child. He's a
body thick, dysmorphic disorder.
A thick-bellied fucking child getting made fun of.
Body dysmorphic disorder.
Getting only the participant ribbon in gym. Just terrible. So I'm kind of like, now I'm distracted. I'm not a gym rat by any means. I want to not be, I just don't want to be fat. That's all. I don't want to be fat when I'm old, so I'm trying to stave it off, trying to fight it back.
Me too.
And I'm fat. Are you fighting it back though?
No, not at all. I'm losing the fight.
How many beers do you plan on drinking while fighting that off tonight?
I don't know.
So the thing is, the guy is like, I'm observing him now because I can't fucking concentrate. I want to get in and out. I want to do my shit, finish up, and fucking leave. I don't want to hang out there. I'm not one of those guys who wants to go, "Oh, fucking Joey, your legs are looking fucking nice. Look at these. What are you putting up?" I don't want to do that shit. In and out. God. This guy, after he fucking slams down the dumbbells, goes over to a bigger dude. He's like, "What's going on, you fucking pussy? You see that shit? Blah, blah, blah." They're going back and forth. They're grab ass. They're playing basically a game of grab ass.
He was literally grabbing the other guy's ass?
They were playing full-on professional grab ass with all the rules observed. There was ass grabbing, dodging, parrying. Various, they were dodging each other, running between fucking benches, being really silly with this, and I didn't like it.
Isn't that what like little boys do to little girls in like elementary school when they like them?
Oh yeah, so yeah, and then the bigger guy dipped his pigtail in an inkwell. And that's how you really knew they were gonna go to the harvest dance. fuck it. So I noticed that they're playing this game of fucking grab ass for like a few seconds. And then the one guy goes, "Yeah, fuck it." The bigger guy takes the fucking dumbbell that was on the floor and wipes it all over his fucking dick and asshole on the handle part. He goes, "Now you can work out with my ass." Like that. "You like touching it? Fucking now you can fucking touch it. Work out with my ass."
Yeah, and hence Planet Fitness.
Yeah. Planet fucking Fitness. God damn it, I've never believed in a fucking ideology more now than they're
you have to get exposed alone to what they're against, and I'm
watching every commercial they post. Amanda was a member there for a while. I went there as a guest, and I'm like, okay, they don't have enough stuff. They don't have all the equipment. But I mean, you know, now that I look back on it, I never saw one of those dudes. There was never anybody who fucking wiped their dick and ass on the handle of a dumbbell as a gag. Now, don't get me wrong, I fully expect that every surface that can accept a hand for gripping in a gym, I fully expect that it's covered with some kind of dick contact. There's been some ass, some kind of shit, every human fluid on it.
Why? Why should it
that's
be like that?
That's what I expect. I anticipate that filth, so I don't touch my eyes. I'm conscious of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't need to see it unfurled. Like, I go to a diner, I know that there's a good possibility that one of the fucking line cooks in their pajama pants and fucking Crocs probably will put a ball hair in a fucking chef salad every now and then. You're probably getting one chef salad or one ball hair per every five chef salads at a diner. That's a reasonable expectation. Wouldn't you say, Steve, you're going to get some tainted food intentionally tainted food at a diner?
I don't know about bull hair, but I think
in some way,
a lot of foods get tainted along the conveyor belt.
Now you expect that as a reasonable human.
Yeah.
You don't want the fucking guy to come and prepare it tableside like a Caesar dressing. Just take a bowl, crack an egg, spit into it, stir it with his fucking scrotum, and go, enjoy your salad, and walk away.
That's called the house salad.
This is the house salad. At Lucky's Fireside Diner, this is the house salad. We have a nice sweaty ball sack that stirs up a couple eggs, some seasonings, and some short and curlies. We put it on there. Look, we ran out of Durkee's onion rings, so we're just going to use Miguel's fucking pubic rings. We hope you don't mind.
I think you just went into Willie Deagle right there.
If you want to be a millionaire, you will do tableside scrotum salad dressings.
Big Willie style.
All brass and class. Anyway, fuck that. So, I don't know. I mean, these guys are probably think they're funny. They're probably having a good time. They're probably fucking best friends. And maybe they are. Actually, they probably are very funny. I just don't want to see them rubbing the fucking weight. I was going to take that guy's goddamn fucking dumbbell and use it. I'm like, okay.
Well, now you know who to avoid.
I'm like, I'm using 30s. I'd like to go up to 35. There are no more 35s. Oh, that guy's got him. Oh, God, he's an asshole. He slams him down. Oh, fuck. The dumbbell I wanted to use is buried deep in the fucking crotch and asshole of some other guy. Fantastic. Fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah, in the chat room, Sandwich Humor Jeff chimed in. There's a Mexican place near him. That's notorious for thumbtacks and what appears to be pubic hair. I don't know how thumbtacks get into food, but I mean that's.
I mean, listen, the playfulness of the occasional pube is borderline tolerable. But you're gonna murder somebody with a thumbtack. You're gonna kill somebody. What are you doing, Pedro? Huh?
Oh man,
you and Esteban are risking the health of your clients.
Hey, what are you doing? Name in Spanish class, Esteban.
Esteban.
Esteban el Arpardero.
Jesus Christ. And Jeff is saying 8 out of 10 times. 8 out of 10 services is a fucking thumbtack. Does nobody use Yelp?
I don't know how Jeff knows that it's 8 out of 10. After one instance, I would never go back.
Well, maybe it's in a very popular place. Maybe they're militant about their online reviews, and like every family member of the family that owns it writes glowing reviews and gets it highly rated, and then it's just a ruse so that they can fucking poison and attempt to murder their customers. I don't know why. How the fuck would you get more than five thumbtack plates out? How the fuck could you ever have that happen?
I don't know how you get more than two out. I would think the second time that happens, you're getting
let's say the guy is, it's a really, they're smashed and jammed for fucking lunch. And they're fucking putting plates. This guy's got his receipt from Staples. He just crumples it up, takes the fucking box of tacks out, gets a good fucking handful of pubes out of his fucking chef garnish. Pants. And you could probably do like five plates, send them all out, and then someone's gonna complain, and then it's over, right? I mean, like they're not gonna be like, oh my god, if only we could catch him, the man who prepares the meals at our business. It's not gonna be a mystery.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So here's what's saying. People figure it's because the food is prepared under the bulletin board. Oh my god, are you fucking serious? I've heard people at a fucking Chipotle complain because of bay leaf. And bay leaves are dangerous, but like complain violently, like, this could have killed me. A thumbtack, people are like, yeah, you know, they cook next to it, so you know, you're gonna have it fall in occasionally. They just explain it away.
Yeah, shit happens.
Completely cool with it. Okay, so Jeff is saying the ownership flips every year. They probably go through 6 to 7 names every time, and the staff never changes.
and no one ever thinks to buy a whiteboard instead of fucking bulletin board.
I'm going to buy the thumbtack restaurant. You would think that you're buying this business, you would figure out that it's the local plague on society. That it's the local fucking terror. That anybody who goes to may suffer from fucking terrible internal bleeding. Have you ever... What's the worst thing... The worst thing you found in food?
Probably just a hair. I've never really found anything bad. I mean, you know what I found? I found really disgusting silverware. Like the silverware that looks like it was just dipped in water and then put on the drying board. You know, like hard, crusty shit.
Yeah, tell me your choir boy tales some other time, Steve.
Yeah.
I went I went to lunch with a guy who found the bottom half of dentures in his salad.
Oh, my God.
Okay? I went, and at that same lunch, I had a goddamn living slug in my broccoli.
A slug?
A fucking live slug.
What? Oh, my God, man.
I told this story. I know I've told this story over and over again. But for the new listeners, by the way, one of you will win a fantasy dinner date with Stephen LARPer at your choice of greasy spoon. Yeah, so
and a dirty fork. To eat
no salad. Dentures, not contacts. Dentures.
That's what I said. Dentures.
Oh, yeah. So he pulled this thing out, and it looked like a curvy bone of some kind. Then he picked it up, and it's like, oh, there's teeth on this. And he's like, should I continue eating this?
Did he?
No, I told him. Oh. No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't even have that fucking impulse. It's a bagged salad. They just pull it out of a fucking bag. It's not that good. Just absolutely fucking terrible. So Jeff has tasted bottle caps, I guess, or has seen a bottle cap in his fucking food.
Honestly, man, I've never had anything that bad. I mean, I had a pickle that tasted really off one time, but that
was my God. How did you live with it?
Fucking I didn't asshole. Eat it.
You know, I had some less than crisp lettuce once.
Yeah, it was wilted.
And my supposedly toasted bun, not toasted.
Actually, I did that to myself one time. Speaking of lettuce, I had this was in college when you get those little mini fridges. Like yeah. You can pay like a little extra and have a mini fridge for the year. And apparently it was set like way too high, even in the refrigeration part.
Oh, shit. So it just turned into a fucking frozen block of ice.
Yeah. So I had a bag salad, right? And the salad just froze. So I take it out, made a salad, and I guess it was on my computer. So I was kind of eating it slowly and like reading shit on the internet.
Ugh.
And I'm eating it and not looking at it. And then I looked down, and the whole thing was just like a pile of mush. Because, you know, like you freeze salad, and then it comes to room temperature again. Yeah. It's just it's gone. That's it. There's no structure to it. It's just like cellular matter in like a puddle in the bottom. And I was sick. Like I was just violently sick for like the next 3 days.
But it was frozen, though. I mean, it's not like it's rotten.
No, I don't know what it was, but it just made me like.
It was probably rotten and then frozen. You probably weren't the most diligent keeper of the mini fridge. You probably had that salad in there from like, oh, hey, my name's Steve. Oh, hey, Steve, my name's Brian. Looks like we're roommates. Hey, I brought salad. And then fucking, dude, finals are starting. Let me have that salad. Open it up. It's a frozen block of salad. Like, hey, it'll thaw out. Fuck it. Rotten September salad on a fucking January morning.
No, I think it was the day I got it, actually. But, yeah. That made me pretty ill.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to beat the dentures. I mean, fake fingernails.
I think a slug is worse than dentures. It was a live, living slug?
First of all, Steve, the slug is nowhere near as bad as dentures.
I don't know, man. You can get, what is that? That fucking
dentures? Okay, first of all, the person that had the dentures is still working there. Like, I don't know if they still are, but at that point, they were employed, which means they're not like a terribly elderly person, which means they've probably not cared for their mouth very much. That is a neglected mouth adhered to. I don't fucking know.
That fucking mouth is gone now.
Maybe someone, you know what, maybe they had them in a dish and were like rinsing them out.
Rinsing the salad.
They had that little purse string mouth. Like when you remove dentures, it just looks like a collapsed ass.
Dumped it in the salad spinner.
And one of the other people probably just fucking took the bottoms. Like, oh, why you do my teeth? You do my teeth.
He took my teeth.
He took my teeth and punched them. I cannot even chew popcorn or nothing. Anyway. Yeah. People. Terrible. Terrible shit. The thumbtack thing is really fucking pissing me off. And not only that, the people that are tolerating it. Bad. Ooh. Boys will be boys. They're busy there with their arts and crafts. I don't know.
Like, I'm very remiss to send anything back when I get food. Like, you know, if it's a little cold or whatever, I don't give a shit. Because I don't want my food to get further fucked with. But if there was a pair of dentures in the food I got, I would raise all sorts of shit. Because I would just never eat the food from there again. And basically, that's it. That's the line. And I would just fucking raise hell.
So when I saw the live slug, my first response was, I need to protect my burger. I got a turkey burger and broccoli for lunch. I ate a lot better then than I do now.
And that was from the same place?
Yeah, same exact place.
I would have just stopped eating anything that came from that.
So I have the dilemma of my steamed broccoli has a live slug in it, but my burger's okay and I've been eating it. They're going to take this away. I don't want them to have my half-eaten burger. I don't want them to bring it back.
Now,
they're going to fuck. I think no matter how in the wrong they are, they're going to be spiteful that they have to do more shit.
Well, yeah.
And fucking fuck with it. Like, live slug, fuck him.
Right.
So I kept it on the plate, and then they got me a new one anyway. 316-768-4472. If you're ever listening live on a Tuesday night on heroestalk.com and you'd like to call in, chime in with some stuff that we're yammering on about, the number is 316-768-4472. Oh, someone has done that right now. You're on the DJ Newstyle Show with your buddy Steve the LARPer. Who's this?
This is Best in Show, Chris. How are you, gentlemen?
Christopher!
Chris! Good to hear from you, buddy.
How are you, buddy?
Good to be heard from. I'm doing great. I'm doing great, except for the fact that I'm going to apologize right off the bat with the fact that I am not listening to the program live.
That's okay.
I actually was listening to a podcast of last week's episode.
Oh, my God.
And was borderline appalled at steam cocky roller socks. Come on, Steve.
I know.
Oh. What are you doing to me?
That was late in the night.
He's putting his own little remix on it, like you guys did with your intro. Just a little different, same elements, just a little different.
Cocky socks, steamroller, roll over your face.
I appreciate that. Redemption. I appreciate that. As I was walking, listening, and I heard, I was like, my God, I got to call you. Oh my God, it's Tuesday night. Why have I been listening to a podcast instead of actually listening live on my phone?
Don't worry, you listen to this one next week and call back.
The thing is, you can't miss an episode, otherwise you'll be completely lost when you hear the new one.
Right. It won't make any sort of sense. The continuity will be gone. Everything will just be screwed up.
We may have killed Steve off. You don't know.
Yep. Oh, man. I can't wait to listen next week to find out if he's actually been killed off or not. That might be a big reveal.
That's for later in this episode.
Yeah. So what's going on, Chris? The show is sounding great. Best in Show Radio. It's a video and audio show. You can watch it.
Yeah.
You can listen to it. I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, I like the product that's coming out, but I'm not going to lie to you. I miss the live thing. I miss a chat room. I miss a phone call. I miss that stuff. That's kind of a bummer to me.
I agree.
And It's a little bit of a bummer, but to be quite honest with you, it's actually worked out that we've been able to put out a consistent product week in and week out, despite the fact that my job just totally sucks and always eats my time away.
Yeah.
We've been able to put out a show for the past month now, every week, while James was actually in Japan.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so, I mean, it works out. We built up a little bit of a, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I gave you a lot of shit, you know, leading up to your return, and I just want to say, I commend you guys. You're putting out a consistent, entertaining product, and I love it. And I know everybody else is listening to it. They're enjoying it as well.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate that. It's nice to know it's appreciated, and it's fun doing it again. It's, you know, it's good stuff. Like I said, the live thing, it's missing, and I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. There's rumblings and talk.
Now you can do, like, the occasional live special. Maybe a live Q&A.
There you go.
And it doesn't have to be the thing. It'll tickle that fucking your appetite for doing shit live, and you'll still continue doing your show the way you're doing it now, which is working.
I think it's a plan. I think it's good stuff. Excellent. That's really it, guys. I just wanted to call and let you know I'm still here. I'm still alive, and I still love you guys. I just haven't been around on a Tuesday night live for a while and haven't chimed in and said, "Well, I just wanted to check in and make sure my buddies are doing all right."
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it, and I hope you detected my disgust with Steve attempting that at the end of the show.
Oh, it was obvious. I mean, Ken, you're
a gentleman. Come on, I came back.
You're a gentleman. You're a scholar. I appreciate you.
Even if you got it right, what are you doing? It's like you're fucking his girlfriend or something. Like, it's his thing.
Well, I'll never do it again.
I know. It's almost like Clayton trying to do a chip cast. Oh, wait. That
old wound reopened.
Anyway, Bug Zapper Radio is fantastic. You guys are going to check that out tomorrow night, right? I love Clayton. I love his show, and I just break a little bit of balls. I also love Sandwich Humor, Truth Time Theater. Fantastic stuff Thursday night. It's Heroes Talk. It's a family. It's a party. It's back in full effect.
For the first time in a long time.
It's never been gone, thanks to you, but now we're back in full effect.
That's what I'm saying. We have re-achieved full effect. For the first time in a very long time. All of the advertised shows are producing episodes. They're active, and we're really doing some good work. And I love being a part of it. And I love hearing that everybody else that's on it enjoys it as well. And they love. And I get a sense of you guys and Bug Zapper Radio, Clayton, and Sandwich Humor, Truth Time Theater. They all enjoy what they're doing. They have fun. That's the sense that I get.
It's evident in the product that's put out that everyone's having a good time and it makes it fun to listen to. Makes it fun to watch. All that.
And I'll say this, and I don't like patting my own back, and I don't like harping on things that I'm a part of too much, but I am incredibly proud of this site, HeroesTalk.com. And not just the design, not the fucking layout. It could just be a white fucking page with fucking four images. I'm proud of its content, and god damn it, I love it.
God damn it,
really like? Chris, I was going to say, you know what I really like? The Whisper ad.
What's that?
The Whisper ad is amazing. The first time I saw it, I was like, that's completely awesome.
All the credit in the world goes to James on that. We had five different scripts of which commercials we were going to do, and we shot a couple of things, and then last minute he said, I have this other idea, and then the next thing we knew, the Whisper ad was out, and it's the greatest thing in the world. I love it.
I think it's awesome. Yeah. I absolutely love it.
I'm a big fan. I'm a huge fan. But you're saying, Ken, by the way, you're extremely proud of Heroes Talk, and you're extremely proud to be a part of this, and essentially, let's be honest, the godfather of Heroes Talk, you are without question. But you need to be proud of your show as well, my friend, because you've been doing a bang-up job. I have not spoken to you since goddamn Willie Beagle. Come on! Phenomenal!
You know what? Goatweed. Goatweed pulled that off for us.
My Staten Island ferry buddy, who I occasionally see on the way into work. Yes, I know he was responsible for that. Maybe not so good with the Hidden Valley Ranch, but with Willie Beagle, he pulled it off.
Look, we tried. But the best thing about the Sally Kellerman thing is her people actually listened to the show. I know they did, and they took the time to tweet me and tell me how terrible it was. and they chastised me for being mean to an elderly actress.
I can't lie. I do feel a little bit bad for her. Out of the whole thing, I feel like she was lambasted. Granted, she brought it on herself. She could have came on the show. She could have plugged whatever. Everything would have been great and terrific. But I mean,
I would have guzzled down 8 ounces of Hidden Valley Ranch like it was fucking Coca-Cola Classic if she came on this fucking show. But she didn't.
I'm holding you to that because now I'm going to try to get her on the show.
Okay, I'll do it. I will drink 8 ounces of Hidden Valley Ranch if you get Sally Kellerman on the show.
8 ounces? No. You got to get like a 10-ounce, 12-ounce.
Steve, come on. Fucking salad dressing is a lot. It's a lot.
Dude, I've eaten a stick of butter.
Twice in one day, actually.
wasn't the same.
And you can offer a 55-gallon drum. There is no way that she is coming on the show. That's like a career topper. That the show becomes huge, it becomes the biggest thing in the entire world. You're on Sirius, or you're like Howard Stern's like size. Then maybe you get Sally Kellerman on. And you know, some people have aspirations to get big stars. You know, like I might want to get a Brad Pitt or a Tom Cruise or somebody like that. Yours is going to be Sally Kellerman.
Well, we got Danny Cooksey, we got Willie Deagle.
Very true.
And you know, we're pushing. We're still going.
Awesome. You're doing a fantastic job. You deserve to be pat on the back if you're not going to do it yourself. You do a fantastic job. And goddamn it, that kid Steve, despite the fact that he's a jerk that doesn't know how to end shows properly, he does a pretty damn good job himself, too.
Don't inflate his ego. By the way, he does have his own fucking Facebook page now. He's trying to brand himself.
I have my own Twitter, too.
Indeed, I know. I actually have, I didn't friend him because I'm secret on Facebook. I hide. I don't even have, I have zero friends. I just use it to manage the Best in Show Facebook page. But Best in Show, does have Steve the LARPer. We are a fan of Steve the LARPer and we are linked to his
Steve
individual
the LARPer is
Facebook.
Also a fan of Best in Show.
And everybody else should be, as I am and as I always will be. So, Chris.
Awesome.
By the way, I don't know when it's going to happen. I got to get this fucking Dolphins umbrella out of my trunk. I know you don't want it, but somebody has to take this fucking thing. I jacked it from my last employer on the last day, like some defiant act. And I'm like, I know just the person for this. Threw it in my trunk, and it hasn't moved since. It's probably fucking faded as hell. It might be bent. I don't know.
Maybe you'll have to give it to me at the Heroes Talk Labor Day event 2013 that we haven't planned yet.
I got it. I'll bury it deep in Steve's ass, and you'll have to pull it out like King Arthur.
No, I'm real good at digging and cleaning out asses. No problem. I'll find it.
All right.
Awesome. And now the fine train on Staten Island is riding by me right now, so I cannot hear anything else that's being said. Gentlemen,
thank you,
fantastic.
Sir.
Speaking to you, I'm sure it's a fantastic show. I'll hear it next week and let you know all about it. Enjoy the rest of the program and the rest of your week, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you very much, Chris. Best in Show. It's bestinshowradio.com. Oh, they're on Heroes Talk. I forgot. We're on heroestalk.com. I didn't forget. I just needed to say the URL again. Ha! All right. Subscribe to all the shows. Best in Show. Fantastic. They're doing something different, too. They listen, audiophiles, they have their audio portion of the show. They're still on iTunes. You can still get the audio file. But you can also go on YouTube or their Facebook and watch them as they're making it happen. All of them. Same room. Passionately speaking about all the topics that will interest you. As they interest me and Steve. And that's, you know, we're spending a lot of time on Best in Show Radio, but let's not forget Bug Zapper Radio and Truth Time Theater. All the shows on HeroesTalk.com. Actively banging, moving, and doing goddamn things, and I love it. Absolutely love
shucking
it.
And jiving.
Speaking of Bug Zapper Radio, Clayton called in last week, and he brought up a point that he had said on this show, and I think, I don't think he said it on our show before last week, but he made a comment that people spend more money maintaining their cars than they do maintaining themselves.
Right.
And goddamn if that isn't right with Amanda's piece of shit fucking car that she took in for wheel bearings, anti-lock brakes, air conditioner.
Oh, jeez.
Hangy. This is the description of the problem. Hangy thing underneath the car.
Was that from the dealership?
No, her description of the problem.
Oh, okay.
ABS light, power steering light.
Holy cow.
And so she takes it in this weekend to get fixed. Gets a call. Hey, we bought the wrong brakes. We installed them, and they're not communicating with the ABS system. Whatever that means.
I'd call him back and say, get the right fucking brakes.
The guy said, so we ordered brakes from the dealership, and we're going to install them when we get them. The brakes are back on. The old brakes are back on, but it may look like you don't have the ABS because the light is going to be on your dash. But the car is completely fine. Just take it in when you can. We'll fix it. Blah, blah, blah. She goes, picks it up. The fucking speedometer doesn't work. The fuel gauge doesn't work. The power steering is sketchy at best.
So what, they just like disconnected the whole dash?
They just touched it in the back, I think.
Touch it in the back!
They just pulled wires until things did what they wanted to do.
The dash didn't take.
You know, it looked like a scene in like Woody Woodpecker. You know, like the operators, they're just fucking plugging wires in and out of it.
Unplugging it, plugging it into another one.
They just did that for about 35 minutes. until the car did whatever they wanted it to do and no longer did all the other stuff that it was expected to do. And so now I'm driving it. There's no air conditioning. There is no power steering. There's no way to determine how much fuel you have. So I just topped it off today for the stunning sum of $5 because I thought it was empty.
Wow.
So I'm using this car now and it's terrible. I'm a greasy, sweaty man, Steve. To not have air conditioning is a nightmare.
I know. How do people get by without air conditioning? I don't understand that.
I don't know.
Like think of the people living in like the Southwest. In like the 1800s, how the hell did those people live?
And they're not wearing short sleeves either. Every time you see them on the History Channel, they have like a fucking wool goddamn jacket on.
Chaps on, jeans underneath, and a fucking button-down shirt.
They're dressed like a fucking hobo on a subway in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Every garment they own on.
I think they only lived to about 30, 35 years old.
Because they burned up.
Yeah, they just burned all the calories they had left.
There were no calories to be had. And they burned so many calories they killed themselves. They fucking cardioed to death. Absolutely hideous. So I'm driving that fucking sweat box.
Nice.
But on the other side of Clayton's comment, the we're about to spend a pretty decent amount on Amanda's car. But I've been going to to get checkups for things, and I went to the eye doctor last week. And I noticed that this weekend, I had a strained neck of sorts. Like, not I thought it could maybe gym related.
Strange neck.
Strained neck.
Oh, strained.
I fucked that up. I know, but it's a strained neck of sorts. Bending my head to the left caused like a tightness in the right side.
I've done that when I slept wrong.
And then like. I felt like my neck, and I couldn't tell if anything was swollen or any bigger. Like I had to ask Amanda to try and feel my face. Like, does this side feel different than that side? She's like, I don't know. Where does it hurt? I'm like, oh, right there, it hurts. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm not gonna just wait. I'm gonna go to the doctor. I'm gonna go spend a few bucks and get checked out. So I go to the doctor, and it's starts feeling my fucking neck and looking in my ears and all that shit. And she looks in my ears with the little scope and says, "Can you hear?" Like that.
Wow.
And I said, "Well, yeah." She goes, "Well, how well do you hear?" I'm like, I don't know. I guess I could hear better. I don't have an answer for you. Like, how do you quantify that? 20. I hear 20. Like, I don't know. What do you want? And she goes, "Well, your ears are completely clogged." And I'm like, "Well, fuck. I mean, we've all seen that infomercial for the earwax vacuum, which is the first thing I fucking thought of. I'm like, well, I'll just get one of those bitches." She's like, "Well, you might want to try Debrox, some drops that you put into your ear, and it loosens it up." And she goes, "It loosens it up. It'll fall out."
Is she Romanian?
I don't know. Some flavor of some fucking
Eastern European.
It loosens it up. It'll fall out. I'm like, okay, great, fine. And then she starts feeling around my neck. She goes, "Hey, where is it? It hurt here. It hurt here. Does it hurt to chew? Does it hurt to swallow? Let me see. Did you have ingrown hair? Did you have this? Did you have that?" And then she goes, "You have an enlarged lymph node." And I'm like, I'm thinking, this is how it starts. this is exactly what went through my mind. So this is how everybody who's ever died of cancer.
Oh, come
on. This is how it began. I put myself in that fucking situation. I don't. At that point, I had no idea it. Whatever. But I'm like, God damn it! You just wake up one day and you go to the doctor. She feels your neck, tells you about your fucking ears, how you don't want to use, you don't want to use the Q-tip. You don't want to use the Q-tip. And then she tells you you have enlarged lymph nodes. And then says nothing else. So now I the only time I ever hear of lymph nodes, they're being pulled out of somebody who has cancer, or they're being discovered to have cancer in them. That's the only time I ever hear those words mentioned. No one ever casually talks about their lymph nodes.
What?
Do you ever talk about your fucking lymph nodes? Shut up.
If you have any kind of infection you're going to get, or even just like a fever or a cold, you're going to get enlarged lymph nodes. It's not going to be noticeable, but they do enlarge.
Well, I've had swollen glands, which is the same fucking thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've never used the word lymph node, and it just made it that much more fucking real to me. You know what I mean?
Lymph node is a gland. I mean...
That's right. I know, Steve.
They're just being more specific.
There's something about that word that was a trigger, is what I'm saying. I heard it, it brought me to a state of awareness where it's like, holy shit, this is exactly what everybody fucking hears. The first fucking checkup is like, it's a little big, blah, 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 blah. And then she goes, it's not big enough where I would say cancer. Tell me about your family history. I'm like, well, my dad had cancer. She goes, what type of cancer? I'm like, well, he had squamous cell carcinoma. She goes, oh, like neck? Yeah.
Like neck?
Yeah.
You know what this reminds me of?
And I said, yeah. And she goes,
is going, it's not feet. Now it's feet.
But she goes, like neck? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, I'm getting all these fucking weird cues from the eye doctor brought me in, as if you can recall from last week, after the examination to look for my problem, and then he goes,
went back again.
And
hold
he goes,
on a second.
And he goes, He made that noise. Now this bitch hears about my fucking family history, and goes, I don't think it's anything bad. Take the ibuprofen. I'm like, what?
Ibuprofen.
Take what? You're going to write this down, right? I'm not going to be able to read it.
Ibuprofen.
Can you give me something to hand somebody? Like, ibuprofen. You get the Advil ibuprofen. I'm like, ibuprofen. Yeah, ibuprofen. I'm like, okay, fuck it. Mumble mouth fucking bitch. So now I'm just like frightening myself. I did all I could do to not look at the fucking what any of that meant. And I had even said last week, don't look up swollen glands. That's everything. Well, now that I heard lymph node, I wanted to just get more specific. So I tried to hold out, but 10 minutes in, I'm doing the WebMD death march, searching for whatever I have. And it's like, lymph nodes, enlarged lymph nodes can indicate cancer. That's like this. The first 16 results on Google are treacherous. It's not like swollen lymph node. You'll be all right. No, none of those articles exist. It's always swollen lymph node. Better prepare for unemployment. It's like everything fucking terrible can happen with whatever fucking symptom you type in. It's never something like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. No. There's no reassurance. And it's funny because those articles are only read by people that are fucking worried goddamn sick.
I got cold feet. What does that mean?
Goatweed saying the don't use Q-tips thing is bullshit.
I've heard just the opposite. I've heard Q-tips are just terrible for using in your ears.
Thing is, if you use them correctly, it's okay. You don't enter the ear with them.
Yeah,
which takes all of the fun out of it for me, because I get that sensation where it's like you're in there and you're scraping and you're chipping away, and you come out and you look at it and you got that fucking amber to brown fucking slime on it, and you're like, I really did good today. I really did something good. Looking at that Q-tip.
How often do you clean your ears with Q-tips?
Before that appointment, every day.
Really?
Oh yeah, and they're disgusting every day. I don't know if they would be now, because I did the Debrock shit. And let me tell you, I had to do 4 applications.
Holy shit.
To hear again. Whatever it was, it jarred something loose and just made my hearing completely just gone. It removed my ability to hear
Yeah, that's happened to me.
And I'm like, well, fuck, I'm now worse because of this. But I kept doing it, and eventually this fucking hockey puck of earwax.
God.
This black brown.
Yeah, I've had one of those when I was younger.
Yeah, it just came out on the sink, and I'm like showing Amanda, like I'm really proud. I'm like, look at this! Look at this!
Sure, that's exactly what you wanted to say.
She just goes, ugh. But got it out of there. I had water in my ear for like a few days, but what this really spurred me into was a new YouTube obsession, where now I'm obsessed with searching for people getting their fucking earwax removed surgically. 316-768-4472. If you're interested in calling the show and you're listening live, that's the number to call. We broadcast live every Tuesday night. Naturally, you'd be in the fucking chat room right now and not just sitting at your goddamn desk staring at your work. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Steve LaLarper. Who's this?
This is Clayton from Texas.
Clayton from Texas. Hey, how are you,
actually,
buddy?
I'm actually sitting under the bug zapper as we speak.
Nice.
How's that?
Interesting. Yeah, well, interesting that you bring up the bug zapper, because I was talking about that obsession I had with the earwax removal. I saw this one video. It said, "Do not watch on an empty stomach," which is always the best one. And they fucked with this guy's ear for about 5 minutes, pulled out this huge marble, and then pulled out the biggest cockroach I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and I had to watch it too, and I flew back in my chair when they pulled out the cockroach. Because they pulled out, it must have been a good 2-3 grams of earwax before they got to the cockroach.
We're talking like a thumb marble, if you combined it. And I think most of it was cockroach shit, because that thing looked alive. It looked like it was living.
Wow.
Anyway, sorry, Clayton. What's going on, buddy?
No, man. It was funny. I was sitting there, like, I know that we talked about it last week, but like listening to you go to another doctor, I'm going through the exact same shit.
Ugh.
Like, and the thing about it is, if you remember, like, when I was talking about my yellow hands.
Yes.
The worst thing that I ever did was go to the doctor, because my mother-in-law told me, "Hey, you need to get it checked out," which is, I should have. She's right. The problem is, she was talking to me on a Saturday, and I couldn't get an appointment till Thursday.
Oh, boy.
Ugh.
I know a guy. So for 5 days.
Oh, everybody's going to tell you their fucking story.
Right, and I didn't even think to look it up on the internet. That's just. So all of a sudden, I'm sitting here trying to play with my kids in the back of my mind. Well, then you go to the doctor. Well, we got to wait week for the results. So you got like a 2-week fucking span where, I don't know. You know, so, with this and that, whatever. So I get a lot of sleep. I drink a lot of water. What are you going to do? You know, fucking decide to go raise the dead and heal children right now? What do you do? You know, to make yourself feel fucking better. So I just slept and drank a lot of water. So I go into the damn results, and she gives them to you. And for me, she gave them to me. And she asked me, well, how do you feel? I said, well, honestly, I feel fucking great. I've been getting a lot of sleep and whatever, whatnot. So she hands me the results, and it's benign. This condition that I have is benign. So I don't think any of it. But then all of a sudden, I started having I didn't have symptoms before, but now I started having symptoms. Like fatigue. I mean, like fucking fatigue, bro. Like enough where like I didn't work out for a month.
Jesus.
It was just fucking, just whatever, And then, then I started having nausea and all these other fucking issues. And then, a little itchy here, a little twitchy, something. I'm fucking going crazy. Just going fucking crazy.
Yeah, of course.
So I make another appointment for the doctor, and then the whole time, then you got, all right, I live in the South Texas. I've got a mole on my fucking back. Well, so it turns you into a fucking hypochondriac, just an asshole hypochondriac. Well, now every time you have a little twitch here, it's like, well, does that hurt? Does that, fuck. So I went down, and I went to a dermatologist, which I actually found out pretty fascinating. If I had another life to live, I'd be one. But
shit.
He looked at it and he goes, no, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I'm like, well, I've had it. No, but I mean, because it's a pretty sizable mole. He looks at it, and he, you know, this guy, he looks like, he looked like the Grim Reaper. Who he looks like, this guy goes, he goes, I see skin cancer every fucking day. And he said, if I were a betting man, you'll probably never have a single fucking problem with that spot. And he said, well, I've got an office job now. He says, good, you know, I wear, you know, plenty of caps, just trying to, you know, being fair skin. And then I went down and had a talk with my doctor about, you know, a little bit about symptoms or whatever. When I realized, you know, when they say things are benign, it just means it's not going to kill you. That doesn't mean, and I started finally digging into my condition and finding forums where you have people saying, look, doctors aren't taking it seriously because it's benign, but it can seriously change your whole fucking life.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know, and so the more I researched it and found out, Ken, what it came down to is, like I've said on my podcast, it came down to fucking stress. And then me stressing out about being sick add more to it. So, you know, I don't know that.
Eric, that's, and I, that's why you should never research stuff.
Well, but no, but yes and no. It led me down where Eric and I had a fucking yell down, screw down match about, you know, it was basically her fuck you, and that her and me just going at it about getting out some of our fucking problems that we've been having. And me, and the funny thing is, about a week ago, I got, you know, when I was on the show, I got sick that night, and I've been sick till today.
Jesus.
With an adenovirus. Yeah. It's fucking horrible. I wouldn't wish this shit on anybody. But I.
What is it?
Irony. Huh?
What was it?
What virus?
An adenovirus.
I've never heard of that.
Was that adrenaline or something?
A-D-E-N-O, and then virus. You know, kids get it, adults get it. It's fuck. So I had basically pink eye for a fucking week.
Oh,
I'm still.
God damn it!
Like no. There's no. They don't have anything for you. You just sit home and feel like a fucking piece of garbage
just
for 5-6 days straight.
Fuck.
And so, what the fucking weird thing about it though is trying to be a better. Take a positive out of a negative. I got so much more fucking sleep and rest. I didn't do shit. I played fucking Batman Lego 2 for a fucking week. Got my platinum.
Nice.
and actually had a lot of time to think about being sick and realizing that, like, my issue is I just gotta fucking rest. I'm probably gonna get a new bed because I haven't gotten sleep in reality in years. Between the baby and, like, me working out and, you know, the stress of home and work and me realizing just, and I've said it on my podcast before, but just how much fucking stress destroys you. And because I have this condition, it makes it 4 times worse.
Fuck.
And so...
Stress is bad. It's very bad for you.
Well, so what it did was, I've done this research, you know, and... I've a few supplements I'm taking. My life is already turning around. I'm no more fatigued. Even though I was sick, I wasn't fatigued. And some of the nausea is gone. Like, there's certain foods I'm going to stray away from now.
Hmm.
You know, and which all good. I shouldn't be eating some of that shit anyway. But what it did for me is also cleared my mind from a lot of shit that, like,
good.
You can't live your life like a hypochondriac, man.
No, very bad.
The rest of your fucking life. Dude, let's be honest. We don't know when it's coming anyway. And even, like, we always go, I want to know. And in a way I don't either. You know, because as soon as you know, your life as you knew it was over.
Right.
And the thing about it is, because you'll always be, it's you and Amanda, but it's not you and me, Amanda, and some fucking terminal disease. You're both staring at it.
That's true.
Trying to decide, well, what do I do next? And then people put on a brave face, and they are brave. I don't do it, but it's the idea that it's like that big elephant in the room. You find things to distract you, and we all do that now, but, and find things to distract us, but we don't get to the heart of it because you don't want to or you don't need to. And it not in just with our sicknesses. It's in our real life, you know. We don't want to. And we get things to distract us, you know, just because we don't want to deal with stuff. And that's probably me in a nutshell. So you're doing so much work and shit because I just don't want to deal with certain shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, And that's probably why I'm probably gonna, you know, take a couple weeks off from Bug Zapper. I feel good. I feel energetic. It's just the idea that, like,
yeah, you get back to it and get everything sorted up, and then you know, revisit it when you can. You know, it
right.
sucks, man. You've been ill for quite a while. This terrible sickness and not feeling good at all, dude. And you're worried as fuck and you're stressed. So you know, get everything right and then. Come back to it when you can. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. But that, you know, I wanted to call because what you're kind of going to, you can't. I don't know. Like my pediatrician for my kids, because my little son, he's the one who got it. He probably picked it up from his brothers who have like and probably have a what's the word for it?
Immunity.
Immunity or like antibodies for it. So they brought it home and he got it. And then he gave it to us. Well, the doctor, I was like, well, what's wrong? And the doctor's like, well, doctor, look at it like, and he finally educated me. He said, look, I gotta look at the data and then kind of plot a course. I don't know. I can't go, oh, that's it. You know, and the funny thing is he's not American. And so because of the language barrier, and he, you know, he's like, I want to say like Pakistan. I don't want to offend anybody, but he's like from, you know, that
part the Middle of the
world,
East.
He's certainly not Hispanic because I'd be able to understand him. But because of that language barrier, it forces me to really to focus on what he's saying and him being much more direct what he's saying about my son. And it's really taught me a lot about, he's like, whatever's rare is rare. Whatever's common is common. And I know that sounds really fucking stupid, but you know, the thing about it is there will always be cases of like, you know, I had this problem and I put it off. You know, you'll always have that. But if you have a legitimate fucking problem, get it checked out. If it's not really a problem, you know, hey, I got this fucking neck problem. And in a couple of days it kind of cleared up. Hey, what are you going to do? But if, you know, after a month or two, you're like, hey, I got this fucking problem. I probably need to go get it checked out, and even then, it still may not even be anything serious.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't know. It just feels like everybody's, you know, of course we're all dying. Fuck, you know, but
yeah, it's this fear. You know, I mean, I only went because I didn't want to fucking worry. I wanted to know whatever it was. But ultimately, if I just held out for another couple of days, I'd be fine. Like I'm almost there now. It's a little tight, but it's. You know, the swelling's reducing. My body's having a fucking goddamn world war with some kind of fucking sickness that it's fighting off. And
right.
It's winning and it's going to be done. That's what it is. It's fighting off something right, and that's all.
And then you stressing out about it probably put yourself in a damn worse situation.
Yeah.
Because then you're not concentrating about work. You're not concentrating on your girlfriend or your house or anything.
Sure. Oh, by the way, I just had a tree that was kind of like tipped a little from Sandy. It was just tipped a little bit, like let's say, fucking 10 degrees from perfectly straight up. I let it go. I would look out at it, and like it seemed every day, maybe another half a degree would be tilted down until it was at like fucking 30 degrees. From the fucking ground, the thing finally just uprooted and gave up and fell in the woods. So now I got to get that shit chopped up. So yeah, I haven't been paying attention to a lot of stuff, and you know, now I got to just kind of fucking not worry and focus on what fucking matters. And that's
it. Well, the truth of the matter is, you have to ask yourself, how do you feel? It's like, I feel fucking good. You know,
yeah.
Like, why not? All right, well, since I really feel good, and I why not take advantage of the fact that while I feel good, because even if you're not sick, somewhere down the road, you're going to be like, I don't feel good just because I'm old or I'm whatever. So why not take advantage of why you... In your situation, I'm much different. To be honest with you, dealing with your potential demise, like me, there's a number in my head. If I can get to a certain age where I don't want to die, but I don't know that I fear death nearly as much as I just don't want to leave my kids by themselves.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's right.
I don't want to leave my kids as kids. Once my son who just turned 3 yesterday, once he's 18, you know what, not that I'm excited to die in near retirement type, you know, that kind of shit. But at that point, I'll feel like, you know what?
It was a good run.
I've given them enough of me that if they can't figure it out at this point, you know, I figure they can venture on at that point. I think that's what most fathers would probably imagine is that, like, you know, what, you know, because you certainly won't want to bury your kids.
No, it's,
well, that's, I was just about to say, it's always better that your kids bury you than you burying them. It's always better the other way around.
But you know how fucked up is, you know, like, we're all in our 30s, you know, early to mid to late 30s and whatever, and it's funny how that hits us, and I've never had a chance to talk to my dad about it, because I would imagine, you know, at that point where you hit your life, I guess maybe some men hit it at 40 in that midlife crisis. I don't know, maybe it's something that builds, so when you hit 40, that's when people have that crisis, is because you've been thinking about your own longevity for a couple years now. You know, you're not a spry guy. You all of a sudden, the people that you do know, they're starting to die off in weird fucking ways. You know, when you're 20, oh, there's a car crash or something. Oh, how, what a tragedy. Now it's like, you know, damn, Phil down the street. Oof, you know, he's leaving two kids and a wife. And, you know, you start hearing about that shit.
Leg rot. Like some serious fucking illness that takes time, not just an instant snuffing of a life. It's like this is a real death. This is like a real fucking affliction that took this person at this stage.
Leprosy.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, bro. And I'm not trying to bring anybody down. I listened to you go through that, and I was like, it's real. And we don't want, you know, we tried joking about it a little bit, because you kind of joke about it.
Real tough.
But maybe it's time to enjoy life a little bit. Maybe spend a little money. Maybe go to heroestalk.com/Amazon and get your fucking name in the list of people that are ready to purchase the brand new Xbox One or the PlayStation 4. Maybe you're going to go put your name and pre-order a fucking goddamn next generation console. Are you following any of this, Clayton? Have you heard anything about the Xbox One or PS4?
Yeah, a little bit. I've been kind of following, you know, my kids don't, they're not at an age yet where I mean, they love video games, but
it's not nice. It's not everything yet.
20 was coming out. They'd be, oh wow, hadn't clicked quite yet.
Good.
But I think it's all, to be honest with you, I think it's all a complete waste.
Me too.
I think it's a complete waste of, like, I find myself not even thinking about buying one, because it's kind of like, I can't think of an example of how to. It's like buying something that's like, you know, the second you buy it, like a year later, it's completely obsolete.
I don't even have that feeling. I have, like, I know I'll buy it because it's cool and I'll use it, and I know I'm not going to continue to use it. Like, you can say, dude, the console lasts 4 years, it's going to be $100 a year.
Seven years.
Well, whatever it is. If you stretch it out over that many years, so it fucking pays for itself, you know? But I'll play it for like a couple months, and then I'm like, oh, what else am I going to do? Like, I can't just stick with a fucking game. The games are expensive as it is. And, like, to be honest, I think I'm at a point now where I just don't find myself ready to just sit down and play a fucking game, where I've got so much shit around me that needs to get done, and ideas that I need to execute on, and things I need to fucking make happen, that it's like, you know, my downtime happens around me while I'm doing shit. Like, I'll fuck around on a computer and then switch back to working on code. Or I'll fucking go outside and listen to a podcast while I'm working on the yard or something like that.
Well, or that, or you're like, for me, it's like, I'm upset. I get a little obsessive with video games. Like, my wife was killing me on that Lego Batman 2. Like, I get another one. I find myself ignoring shit that I shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Hey, your son's got a dirty diaper. I'll get him in a minute, you know?
Yep, like, yep.
You know, I need to get that right now. And then you find yourself getting in arguments over, what? I've just been playing for a few minutes. What's the big deal?
You can't pause it.
It's my recreation. This is my downtime.
Oh, you know, right. Like, how come, Dad, I don't get a fucking chance? You know, no.
I want to sit down for 10 minutes. That's it.
Right. Right. The problem is that, no, I remember actually for my youngest son's birth, when he was born, I gave for Erica for a birth gift, but for my son, while she was in the hospital, I bought her the original iPad. Nice. And so at the time, I thought this was the biggest purchase for me. Like, dude, because I didn't believe in the iPad at all. But I was like, you know what? It's my son. She's going to think it's kind of cool. I'll buy it for her. You know, as a, you know, hey, you're in the hospital. Why don't you play with this when you're in the hospital, whatever.
Yeah.
That thing, it's been 3 years now to the day when I bought it. It fucking, that thing gets used fucking excessively for the last 3 years.
Exactly.
It's paid for itself 10 times.
Yeah.
And the PlayStation 3 paid for itself a million times over too. The problem though is gaming consoles and that whole shit. Media center. I've got an Apple TV. I've had an Apple TV now for probably 2.5 fucking years.
Yeah.
What media player do I need?
You don't.
Like, how many different ways do I need to play my copy of Dark Side of the Moon?
As many times as you can.
Well, but it's on my fucking phone. I can play it on my phone. I've got headphones. I've even got old speakers that when I'm folding clothes, I'll just jack into an old set of laptop or an old set of desktop speakers. I just crack that in there and turn it on. I don't need to be crystal clear. You know, I don't need everything to be like, hey, dude, flawless. Look, just play this shit. You know what I mean? And so at some point you're like, I don't, you know, this all. We already own an all-in-one media center. It's my fucking phone.
Yeah,
I could check my emails. I could send them. I could text message. I can buy games. I can fucking sell shit.
Even if you did need one, you don't need a $500 one that Microsoft puts out, or a $399 to $599, whatever the fuck the PS4 is going to be.
$399.
You don't need a $399 PS4. If you need an entertainment center, you can get the greatest Roku box they make for $200, or an Apple TV for $100, and you'll watch all the shit you need to watch there, and that's it. If you want to play a fucking game, I don't know. To me, it seems a little bit fucking pricey at this point, and I'm beyond it. I never thought I'd ever say. I'm actually a little bit fucking sad to be at this point. It's kind of sad to admit this. That I don't have a place for fucking video games really in my life. Like, I don't have a place for it. I have to fit it in.
Sounds terrible.
Wherever I can. Like, I'll be on the shitter and I'll play a fucking game. Here's what I play. I play Dots on my fucking phone. I play Ruzzle.
I play
Bejeweled Blitz. Flow. Yeah.
Flow is fun. I like Flow.
But it's little games. I play tiny little games because I have a tiny amount of time. I don't have these, dude. Yeah. I don't have this fucking opportunity to just sit on my on the foot of my fucking twin bed or my fucking couch or my beanbag chair. I don't have the time to just fucking plant myself somewhere. And well, just play a game.
You pay a $500 media center that stays at the house.
Yeah.
Dude, I carry mine. If I want to make a Bug Zapper radio, Bug Zapper radio comment, I can't have my phone sitting in the Houston airport. Or if I want to make a comment on comments you make or text you or whatever. I mean, I don't really understand what Sony, I think, you know, and besides, like that, we said it last week, I'll say it, how many more Call of Duties can they make?
Yeah.
Hey, dude, you know, how many more can they make?
This one's got a dog.
The graphics are getting better. Look, the graphics are amazing. The graphics are amazing and shit. That's, you know, my kids, you know, the video games have a place in my life because I have three sons, and they're going to think they're the coolest thing. And I understand their draw, their attention. So I will give them that time and give them that ability. But I also, when push comes to shove, they're asking to borrow my phone so they can play some of those games.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wait a minute. If I'm going to spend $400 or $500, well, why don't I just get in my iPad Mini? Well, I can now control the content. Much easier.
Yeah.
You know, I you know, the games are more or less inexpensive. They're a lot cheaper.
Of course.
you know, they update them, and when they're done, I can just delete it off the damn thing and move on. And then them understand that a game isn't something you need to sit for fucking the 6-7 hour power, you know, plays and stuff like that. That was something that we created. My generation created that, you know, sit down here all night and fucking, you know. I mean, they're doing it now, but maybe those days are over.
Yeah.
Those days of sitting down to this 12-hour thing, is, you know, at some point, you know, they'll always have that subclass, just like they'll always be Trek geeks. But at some point, all things pass.
I will say that Grand Theft Auto intrigues me. And any game they release, I'm a sucker for. I will fucking find a way to play it.
GTA 5.
The thing is,
it's common.
Here's the thing. Like every other title they release, I love it. I'm all about it. I need it. I play it for 2 months and I'm fucking done with it. I'm done. I don't fucking beat the game. I explore the world. I get that feeling, and it's fun. I commit fucking terrible, terrible video game crimes, and then fucking put it down, and then that's it.
Yeah, it's like well, you say 2 months. It's like getting into, for lack of a better, like Game of Thrones. You sat down, you watched it for the series, and you're out. And then you wait for the next series. I say Game of Thrones. I know you don't give a fuck about that.
I don't give a shit about that.
You invest your fucking time into it, and you move on. Well, in this particular instance, I'm not going to go buy a whole new system for one game.
Yeah, that's true.
Or what? It's just not going to happen. Yeah. And I don't. You know, well, the thing about it is, maybe too, the consumer market as a whole is smarter than we. Like my parents, if I'd asked them, I remember when I was in college, my parents asked me, "What do you want for your birthday?" And I think it was the Nintendo 64 was kind of still fucking real hot at the time. Just shows you how long ago that was.
Jesus Christ!
And I asked them for a fucking Nintendo 64, and my father was God, you know. My fucking 22-year-old son is asking for a fucking, you know, a Nintendo 64. You know, you should be asking for some other shit. Yeah. You know, like, why would you ask for something like that? And my mother was kind of like, well, goddamn, he doesn't ask for anything. We've never sent him any money. You know, why not just give him something he wants? And what it found out was, when I talked to him about it, is we live in the dorm. I buy that, I'm entertaining three or four fucking people.
True.
Which are not drinking beer. Well, that thing will pay for itself a million times over. Well, those people are now buying that shit. I think we have a better idea, an eye for what's a good electronic piece of material now. Does that make any sense? And its uses.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think I'm,
you know,
I'm
my parents were like, what the fuck for?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I know what the fuck for. But I'm not going to spend. I'm not going to buy that piece of shit. I'd rather. I know where my dollar's better spent.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Absolutely. So yeah, I think I'm done with the Xbox. I may be done with console gaming as a whole.
But you're done with Microsoft, aren't you?
I'm done with Microsoft. I'm probably never going to buy a Microsoft Windows computer again. I probably won't.
I will, but I won't buy an Xbox. I'll tell you that much.
I just don't. I don't like Windows 8. So, pretty much their commercials really just bugged me to the point where it's pushed me over the edge. That
along with Bing commercials,
especially the Bing commercials. Like, hey,
yeah.
Hey, people on the street, which search engine do you use? Like, what do you mean? Is that still a decision? Like,
hey,
what do you mean? Hey. What search engine do I use?
Oh. Google, of course.
Mama.com. I use fucking NorthernLights.com. Fuck
Alta
you.
Vista.
Yeah.
Hey,
no.
Get rid of your live TV bullshit, dude. Do you like to go to Apple TV? Dude? I don't see any.
I even have. Bullshit. I have the Apple TV. I'm really looking at it. Fucking. I may just get rid of cable. Fuck it.
I'm telling you, dude. I've done it now. What, 3 years?
Yeah.
I haven't had to feed that monster. I watch my Netflix. I have a Netflix.
Have you considered? Have you considered getting a tuner for the HD over-the-air channels that are free?
I thought about it, but I tell you what, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, that's if I want to watch football, maybe, you know? But mm-hmm. I might. I don't really give a shit. I don't. Plus, I don't have a TV in the living room anymore because it's broken.
Oh boy! I heard that. I heard the
Sonny boy.
The frustrating chuckle.
Well, and you know, hey, you laugh. You laugh about that bullshit. But the other day, we were sitting there about the TV, and the oldest boy looked at the middle son, and said, "Yeah, we don't have a TV because Deacon broke it." And Deacon goes, "I know." Because I've left it there.
Lesson learned.
There's a constant reminder as they're little, and I'm kind of goddamn hey, and it's well they get pissed off, but they don't throw shit anymore, which is
it's a fucking no. good. They've learned the lesson. If you ever do get a TV, I bet you they'll be extra careful so they don't have to have another dry spell.
Can you imagine? I'm like, I'm burying somebody with this fucking TV.
The thing is, if they ever do break the next TV, I have a feeling you'll blow a gasket. Or you'll just leave that one on the wall. Fuck it. And then, you know what? Now no more TV ever. We'll put a fucking...
I still get that. You know, it's funny. I get that bug every now and then. Like, you know what? Maybe I could buy a TV. I got the cash or whatever. So what I'll do is I'll go buy a gun.
There you go. Even better.
All right, gentlemen. I'll leave you alone.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Check out Bug Zapper Radio. 51 fantastic episodes on hearustalk.com. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Our buddy Clayton. Just checking in with some goddamn common sense, fucking no-nonsense approach. Doesn't fuck around. Leaves that broken TV up. You learn your fucking lesson. See what happens in the next one. God damn it. So, Steve, are you excited at all for any of this video game shit?
I'm excited for how badly Sony stuck it to Microsoft.
Yeah.
They basically fucked them right up the ass with their E3 press conference.
It almost seemed like planned perfectly. Like they got to go like there's turns. They announced they their product second, basically.
Yeah. I mean that's always better because I mean in like a presidential debate, you know, the guy that says the first thing, you know, they might misstep and say something wrong, and then the guy who gets to go second just totally fucking runs with the shit that they said wrong.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Sony did because Microsoft, I don't know why they went this way. Maybe it has something to do with government involvement, but basically the new Xbox system, the Xbox One, or X-Bone, as people are calling it.
X-Bone.
Yeah, the XB1, or X-Bone.
Jesus.
They went with just a horrible, horrible plan where, you know, you have to get a Kinect, and if you don't know what a Kinect is, it basically reads your movements.
Know what it is.
Okay, well, some people don't. Anyway, it's a video camera.
What is it?
It reads your movement.
Tell Stephen, what is it?
But anyway,
what is the Connecticut? Tommy wants one for Christmas. Tell me what it is.
Yeah. So do you hook
it into the TV box?
All right, your impression sucks. I don't even know what it is.
Do you hook it into the TV box?
Yeah, you touch it in the back.
It's
touch it in the back.
Every clueless parent is. Those are the only people who don't know what anything about video games are. Anybody listening to this show knows what the fuck video games are.
Dude, I've dealt with those people, and like I was thinking because all right, the Xbox One, you need to have an internet connection in order to play any game.
Yeah,
like you need to connect every 24 hours to the internet and be connected to play the games that are on the Xbox One. You also need to have the Kinect connected, which is the video camera, connected to your system.
You need to have the thing connected to the internet 24 hours a day. Is that what you just said? And you need to have the camera connected to it.
Right.
Interesting.
And, well, they're saying all sorts of stuff now. Like, if you have a movie and you're playing a movie in the Xbox One, and the Kinect detects more than three faces or however many faces.
What?
It won't play the movie because there's too many people watching it.
That is fucking retarded.
So, and you also cannot like trade in Xbox One games because you need to authenticate the game that you've bought online. So you can't just lend the game to a friend because they won't be able to authenticate it because it's not the same face as your face. And basically,
God damn it. Is this
all sorts of built-in DRM shit with the Xbox One? So last night, randomly, you know, I realized that the E3 was starting. I thought it was starting today, but Sony had their press conference yesterday. It was the only thing yesterday. And they went through all the games. They had everything that was coming out. And then at the very end, like the last 15 minutes of their press conference, they had their CEO out there. And he basically said that everything that everyone hated, you know, this the Xbox press conference was a couple weeks ago. It was like a week or maybe 2 weeks ago. And everybody started getting up in arms about this shit. So Sony, I mean, this is a masterstroke. This is like just watching it happen was awesome. They basically said that none of that shit's going to apply. Gaming on a console will stay the same. You can trade. They even made a video of how to trade games with your friend. And they basically had the head of third-party development and the head of Sony Japan. And they go, this is how you trade games with your friend. And the guy just gives it to the other guy. And that's it. It was 22 seconds long. Meanwhile, if you want to lend a game to your friend on the X-Bone, you have to have them on your friends list for 30 days. They can authenticate the game as long as they're authenticated on your friends list, and they have 24 hours to play it, and that's it. And then you have to play it again. Meanwhile, the Xbox is like, nope, none of that shit. We're not doing any of that shit. You know, it's just going to be the way it always was. And people were just cheering. Every single thing that they said that was counter to what Microsoft had said, they had everybody cheering in the audience. People were doing a Sony chant. I mean, that's, you know, to me, I'm not that much of a fanboy. I mean, I'm definitely more in the Sony camp than the Xbox camp. But it was a vindication, I think, for all the people that, you know, are gamers. If you want games, I mean, there are console games that you won't find on PC. I mean, certain consoles have certain games. The Xbox has certain games like Halo, and PlayStation has certain games that are PlayStation only. But these people were just amped about everything this guy said in the last 15 minutes because it was all just counter to what Microsoft had said. And I was reading up on it today, actually, and there was a bunch of different system bundles on Amazon for the Xbox pre-orders, and they were all sold out. Today, none of them were sold out because everybody canceled their Xbox orders, their pre-orders, and they went with Sony.
Yeah. Like, they hey, all you know all that shit you said about the Xbox? Well, none of that pertains to us. We're also $100 cheaper, too, by the
way. Yeah, and $100. I mean... It's amazing that they would get that big into, you know, just trying to nickel and dime people out of money. I mean, really, face detection to see how many people are watching a Blu-ray?
Is that confirmed?
Yes, that's confirmed.
That's fucking terrible.
I wouldn't say anything that's unconfirmed. I went through
also an internet connected camera in your living room at all times.
That's always on.
Yes.
And I was thinking, you know, like, I know that people have been able to hack webcams and computers and hack Kinect cams and stuff like that.
Sure.
So I was wondering if you could just, you know, put a little piece of black tape over your Kinect sensor.
I guarantee you.
Nope. It needs to be reading faces in front of it.
Of course. Terrible.
Awful.
Absolutely hideous. I mean, it looked cool when you could jump up and down on a fucking raft, right, and control a river. But everything looks cool. Everything that fucking could potentially rob your security from you. Kind of, you know, you'll welcome it because it's fun. Oh, it's fun. Or it serves some other benefit. Let's sweep it in. We're going to take care of this. Or we're going to do this and have fun. But now you have a 24-hour connected, internet-connected camera in your living room where your fucking children play, where you fucking sit down and occasionally jerk off to a Blu-ray of hairless teens.
Yeah.
It's fucking hideous.
The great thing was I was on the Reddit gaming site, and you know, there's definitely the camps there, and people are trying to say, like, you know, oh, I found out that Kingdom Hearts is coming out for PlayStation. That's my dead lock. You know that pushed me over the edge.
What is Kingdom Hearts?
Kingdom Hearts is like a Final Fantasy type game, but it's based on Disney property. So there's like a main character, and you like fight with fucking Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and Pirates of the Caribbean. I guess it's Star Wars now.
What fucking person would want to pretend to be Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse?
People who played Pokemon as children.
It's fucking bad enough that people want to like go on vacation to Disney.
Yeah.
Like there are adults that go there and they don't have children. They just fucking love Disney. They go there and enjoy it. Yeah, These are the people that would play. I'm going to be Mickey. And I'm going to be level 67 what? Fucking greeter?
What the fuck?
It's in the Disney universe. Wait till Timon gets level 67 so he can be our fucking healer. This is all fucking horse shit.
I know it's horse shit. You know what? Like, I was reading too.
That's my lock! I'm getting the PS4!
People were flipping out because I guess Nintendo had their press conference today. And keep in mind, the Wii U, the newest version of the Wii.
Disaster.
That was the first, quote, next generation, quote, gaming system.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, people love Mario. I mean, people love Nintendo IPs.
People love what? People love what?
Super Mario Brothers.
Mario? Yeah.
Mario? Whatever.
Yeah. The letter A is ah. It's not fucking Ario. Mario. Yo, Mario!
Whatever, I'm from fucking New Jersey.
Excuse me! You don't think I can fucking pronounce a video game's character? Look at my fucking biceps!
Look at my Zelda!
Look at my fucking biceps! Tell me I don't know how to fucking say Mario.
It's Mario. But anyway, yeah, people are getting all hyped about it, and there's a Nintendo IP. It's Super Smash Brothers, and they basically bring in the different characters from Nintendo, and they battle each other, right? Yeah. So basically, they announced a new character in the new Smash Brothers, and it was Mega Man, and everyone's flipping out.
That's kind of cool.
Like, really? I'm like, this is really a thing? You're gonna flip out about fucking Mega Man? But they did.
Well, Mega Man's all right. I mean, is he technically a Nintendo property? I mean, he's been on other systems, hasn't he? Mega Man?
Yeah, I think Mega Man was originally Nintendo only. But then, he was a Capcom character. Yeah, right after they brought out, like, everyone's posting, and this is while the press conference is going on. Everyone's like, oh, Mega Man. Then they're like, and there's another person that's going to be joining the cast of characters, the Wii Fit Trainer. And it's basically like the fucking, you know, like faceless bitch on Wii Fit, and she's gonna be in a fighting game on Nintendo.
Yeah, with her shapely gray ass. Fuck you dumb Wii Fit bitch.
Yeah, and she actually it was in Japanese, but she gives fitness advice as she's fighting. And I'm like, dude,
that is really
retarded. Like, how are you getting hyped about this shit? Like nothing really got me hyped up about everything I've seen, but you know, I like God of War. God of War is probably my favorite video game franchise of all time, and I know they're going to do another one.
Our buddy Hubzilla is in the chat room saying that they may as well bring Ryu and Ken, and the Street Fighter characters are already fighting. But he brings up Simon Belmont. Why the fuck isn't, you know, Simon Belmont from Castlevania in Super Smash Brothers? I mean, that's a Nintendo staple.
I got a better question.
Isn't it? I don't even know anymore.
It is. No, it is. But why don't they bring out a fucking new Castlevania? Castlevania is a great game, man. I loved Castlevania.
Maybe we got tired of it. All this vampire bullshit.
Good side scroller. But
I think Castlevania 3 sucked because they tried too many different things. They added like different fucking vampires to hunt, like Grant and Alucard. Fuck you. We're all about Dracula.
Yeah, but, you know, people lost their shit, and basically, I think Microsoft got buried. You know, as much as I'm in the Microsoft camp in the PC world.
And by the way, Castlevania 3 is like is the third of 1,000 games, apparently. So I'm attacking them in the fucking late 80s they've had games well out into the fucking 2013.
Yeah.
Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2 is going to be released this year. So,
wonderful. Nobody. For what system? What system?
Windows.
Windows, nice.
Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
Is it Windows
3.
CE? Can we play this on the Dreamcast?
Yes. No, Xbox 360 and PS3. So
there you go.
They're basically like, fuck Nintendo. Suck my fucking dick. Well,
Nintendo has always been like the bastard child that just had their own shit going on. You know, it's kind of like the retarded game console. You know, it's not as good as everyone else, but they're special in their own way. That's Nintendo. And everybody grew up with Nintendo. I mean, nobody grew up with a PlayStation. Well, no one our age grew up.
There were those weird kids that had Master Systems. Like, they were like, you remember the Altered Beast? No, I don't. Sorry.
That was my cousin. My cousin had the Master System, and I had the NES, and Altered Beast was the only cool game he had. It was the one that was bundled with the system. Yeah. Rise from your grave.
What was Keith Courage? Isn't that a fucking Master? It's TurboGrafx-16.
Oh, geez, bonk.
Yeah, that's the.
It was TurboGrafx. TurboGrafx was well ahead of the time, though.
Yeah,
they were the first 16-bit system.
But nobody fucking bought it. That's the difference.
No, because it was ridiculously overpriced, just like Neo Geo.
Yeah.
Neo Geo was insane. It was like $700 for the system, and the games were gigantic. Because basically, what they did is they ported. Game cards from Neo Geo arcade systems and put them into cartridges. So the cartridge was like a foot wide, and you had to put it in your Neo Geo. Yeah, it was just like this gigantic system.
I was looking at controllers from like other systems, and the fucking Sega Saturn had a controller that's basically a fucking disc. It's like a cookie tin with buttons on it. It's as big as one of those, you know, the shitty blue Royal Dansk cookies, you know, with the fake pretzel. It's like a shortbread pretzel with like fucking sugar on it instead of salt. Like those, it's as big as that, and it just had a D-pad and like six buttons, like centered in the middle. It was the worst fucking controller I've ever seen in my life. Anyway, fuck all this shit. Clayton just basically gave us the perfect reason why we should never expect anything from Castlevania. Even though they are releasing games this year. Vampires are done, over, finished. Sorry, gentlemen. They've gone the way of the queer. That's his comment in the Heroes Talk chat room live every Tuesday night. That's what we do.
I'd like to blame that on the Twilight franchise because
that. And True Blood. Come on. True Blood is.
No, True Blood is not that bad.
Just listen to the way you said that. First of all, listen to the way you said that. It's not that bad. Yeah.
Well, vampires still die in the sun in True Blood. They don't sparkle.
It's true. I mean, they don't become fabulous. They don't stay in the dim light and nighttime to hide how fabulous they are.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to see me like this. I don't want anybody to see me sparkle.
I may just impress them all. Terrible. I'll never get it. I'll never get why the fuck they did that. And why they're... So they did it. Let's just say
because
Steve...
Because it was written by some bitch has no brain.
Let's say that
fuck
happens.
Stephanie Meyer. Fuck
let's
her.
Say that happens for fucking vampires, right? Okay? Who gives a shit? What are you going to do to them?
Well, what's next? Zombies? Zombies are going to...
Everybody's afraid of them fucking... as it is. Like, anyway,
are werewolves going to be turned into fucking little puppies that walk around and lick your hand?
No, you know what the next thing's going to be?
Just still more manly than the vampires.
There's going to be 1,000 shows about creatures from the Black Lagoons. That's going to be the next monster.
Great. I'd welcome it.
Whatever fucking 1950s monster is next, I think it's Creature from the Black Lagoon. It's going to be
Frankenstein's.
They're going to find a way to make him like they'll take like a fucking dude that is universally seen by broads as like a hot dude. They'll fucking dress him up with the Swamp Thing fucking makeup. And troll them out there like, oh my god, you're so misunderstood. Where are you from? The Black Lagoon. No one knows my fucking true feelings. Oh, I wish I could be a creature from the Black Lagoon. And then they get fucking married. And then there's another fucking series on HBO that gets released simultaneously. That's a little edgier, a little darker, but then becomes even more queer. And then they ruin that, and it all goes back to the Blob.
That's what Blob, I see. Dude. Yo, the original Blob? When I was a little kid, we had a...
The Blob is pussy shit. Okay, Steve?
No, come on.
You're afraid of a fucking puddle. Shut up. It's terrible.
A puddle? It's not a puddle. It's a big mass of flesh that sucks you in and is made of acid and burns you and you get absorbed into the hive mind. It's fucking scary.
Oh, the Blob! No, it's not frightening at all.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. What is the worst 1950s monster? Oof. And not like something obscure. I mean, let's think about it. We have Dracula, Frankenstein, zombie, mummy, Creature in the Black Lagoon, and the fucking Blob. That's all there is.
I'm thinking the mummy might be the worst.
The mummy is probably the worst. That's just the zombie.
It's an old, decrepit, slow walking. I guess it's technically a zombie.
Yeah, it's a zombie that's fucking encumbered by wrappings.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, they wrapped him for like ultimate flexibility. Like, he could reach.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why bother wrapping him at that point? And how much fucking, you know, time are you going to spend wrapping him? The 1950s mummy had free range of motion on all limbs.
Oh, yeah.
Completely covered with whatever that fucking tissue paper was.
Ace bandages.
Yeah. So those aren't cheap. I don't know about 1950s money, but you're dropping a pretty penny to wrap up your loved one. How do you create a mummy? What is he, cursed?
Shit, I think Sandwich Humor Jeff just nailed it. I said before that I think you know, zombies are next, but I think zombies have already been pussified by the movie Warm Bodies. Where there's
zombies are over, too, because, like, The Walking fucking Dead.
Well, I haven't watched The Walking Dead, but I don't think they're pussified in The Walking Dead.
All right, I'm being chastised.
Warm Bodies is about a zombie guy that falls for a living girl and basically overcomes his zombification to start being a human again.
Let me ask you this. Does Godzilla count as a 50s monster?
Yes. I think Godzilla's a 40s monster.
When are they going to have the sexy Godzilla movie? where the doe-eyed high school dummy falls in love with a sexy Godzilla.
Matthew Broderick, I think, was halfway there in the American remake. He was the doe-eyed high school girl? Huh?
The doe-eyed high school girl was Matthew Broderick?
Whatever that girl was in the movie. I forget her name, but...
That was a shitty movie.
Yeah, it was really bad. But they are remaking Godzilla more like the traditional Godzilla in...
Do we have to? Why?
They're doing it.
Why?
Because also, Hollywood has no original ideas anymore. Everything's a goddamn remake.
Yeah. Well, that's another topic for a previous time.
Yep. I could rage on this shit for hours.
Why don't we wrap it up? I want to thank everybody who took the time out of their busy, busy schedule to catch this either live or downloaded. It's the DJ New Style Show, episode 383 on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Home of such shows as Best In Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, and Sandwich Humor's Truth Time Theater. All these shows, and this one, the DJ New Style Show, on heroestalk.com. You are the reason we do this, and we totally appreciate you. You deserve something. You deserve to spend your money on you and your loved ones. Go to heroestalk.com/Amazon. Use our link to get to Amazon. Make a purchase for yourself. Enjoy it. You get something. We get a small cut. Thank you very much for listening. Steven, is there anything you have to say?
This is to Best in Show Chris. Never again.
Thank you. Have a good week.
right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Hot shot! Hot shot! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana, fuck you!